sounds like a
Rabbi Walker.
And therefore we don't let them dochen. This is Rashi, Ravasi, different negesites. And the Braisa says we don't let them daven for the Omid either. And then we have I'll skip a little bit. Rebbe says to his son, go and tell Reb Chia, Zil Eimalei, Kshtamagi Eitzal V'chikisi L'Hashem, when you get to the Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'chikisi L'Hashem, I wait for Hashem, L'nim says Macharef V'Megadif. Aren't you, when you say that, Macharef V'Megadif a blasphemer? Why was he a blasphemer? Because Reb Chia couldn't say the Ches. So it came out as a Hey. So Reb Chia said, L'chikisi, he said, L'chikisi, which... Excuse me, when he said v'chikisi, v'chikisi l'ashem, he said v'chikisi or v'chikisi l'ashem. So, a very, very strong gemara. People who can't say the aleph and ayin properly, people who can't say ches and hey properly, not allowed to duchen, not allowed to daven for the amud. And certainly in the case of the ches and hey, that's because they can potentially be mechayef and megadif, they can blaspheme. They can say the opposite of what they're trying to say. So, Tosis over here asks from a Gemara in Bava Metzia, which I'll just summarize for you outside. Gemara Bava Metzia says that Eliyahu Novi used to visit Rebbe. And one time, Eliyahu Novi was late. Rebbe said, why were you late? Eliyahu Novi said, because I was waking up Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to daven, to wash the hands and daven. Says, Rebbe, why don't you wake them all up at once and go quicker? Says, Eliyahu Novi, because if I do, I don't want to get into that galaxy. Let's just wait to the end. Sorry. Why didn't you wait all up at once?
Yeah.
And then it'd go quicker. So Eliyahu Novi says, because if they all daven at the same time, they would bring Mashiach ifnei zmane before his time. So Rebbe asks the Eliyahu Novi, is there anybody like them in this generation? Eliyahu Novi says, Chia Ubanov. Rebbe Chia and his sons have that power as well. And the Gemara describes how on a Tanis, Rebbe asked Chia to daven for the Amud. And when he got to Mashiva Ruach, the wind blew, so the Merida Gesha began to rain, and when he was about to say Machaya Nesim, so then from Shemayim, sent Eliyahu Novi to disturb that Tfilis, so that Rebbe Chia didn't bring Mashiach too early. So, Fred Toysvus, very obvious Kasha, if, according to Rebbe, Rebbe Chia is a Macharef Megadif because he can't say the Hey, he can't say the Ches, he says the Hey instead, how could Rebbe ever ask him to go and daven for the Amud? Doesn't matter how powerful his tefillahs are, he's not allowed to daven for the Amud. So Tosfos gives two tirutim, one here in Megillah and one there in Bava Metzia. Here in Megillah, Tosfos says, maybe Rebbe Chia, when he really tried, could say the Ches. So a special occasion, the Tanis, he made sure to say the Ches is properly. Fine. But in Bava Metzia, Tosfos brings another answer, which is brought to the Halacha, and according to the Pri Chadosh, that's the main answer. Tosfos says that Rebbe Chia can't normally daven, but k'she'ein acher, when there's no one else as good as him to daven for the Amud, he's allowed to daven for the Amud. And here, right, to compare to Rebbe Chia, don't want to have that power of tefillah. And that's what the halacha, that a person who can't say the oisias properly, someone who can't speak properly, can't daven for the Amud. And then El Yerab and others bring that tosfos, but if k'she'ein acher, when there's no one else to come. And again, don't get too much detail on that, it's not the main thing. But we see, this is what I want to focus on, we see that there is a lechatchila, and there is a b'di'evad. Lechatchila, a person who can't say the letters properly, and the Rambam extends this to all letters, the other Pasukim extend it to other letters as well, but a person who can't speak Lashon HaKodesh properly, with all of the consonants separated out, lechatchila can't dochem, and can't daven for the Amud. And b'di'evad, at least, he can daven for the Amud. So why b'di'evad? A similar thing we find in Hichas Krishman Tefillah. So, famously, the Gemara in Brachas, Tesvav, on the base, talks about the importance of making sure every letter of Shema and every word of Shema properly. Okay? And that's called Halach in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Samach Aleph, where Shulchan Aruch, it's the Torah, goes into great detail of how careful we need to be. We all know those halachas, right? That words can't run, which finish with a letter and start a letter can't flow into each other. Person has to make sure to say the letters properly, right? So tizgru with a zayin, or sin, etc. Shulchan Aruch also brings their shvonah and shvonach as well, that a person has to be careful in them. A whole arichah says in Shulchan Aruch, and that's how a person has to say Shema. Based on this Gemara that says you have to be careful with tactic, right? You have to be careful to say the words of Shema properly. But the very next Simon, Simon Samach Beis, Shuchnach, the Tor, v'chulu, bring the Mishnah on the Omid before, that says someone who is not medactic Beis Yisrael is Yaitza. So again, we have the same thing. And it's not exactly the same thing, but for now. We have El Chatzchila, you have to be extremely careful. And you have a B'dieva, that if you weren't so careful, you're still Yaitza anyway. And by extension, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch brings this from the Torah, supposed to be Ben Yona, that it's not just Shema. The Gemara says Shema, but the halacha is it's also everything else as well. In the words of the Shulchan Aruch, after Pesukah Dezimra B'Tefillah, Tzalfa Dagdeg B'Kach, also Davidim Pesukah Dezimra, everything else the person needs to be just as careful as Shema. You do hear people going very, man, Tizku is very, very loud. You don't generally hear that middle of Pesukah Dezimra, but it's an unfortunate halacha, you need to be just as careful Pesukah Dezimra and everything else as you are. As you are in Shema, certainly Shema Nesah, but of course it's not out loud. So again, we have this Lechatzchila and this B'dieved. So why? Either something is absolutely essential, or it's not. So there's a discussion amongst the Poskim. First of all, why is it that it makes a difference? So going back to that Gemara and Megillah, which says that you can't let someone duchen who can't separate out his alephs and his ayins. So there Rashi brings two reasons why that person can't duchen. One why a person can't duchen, and one why a person can't daven for the omid. He can't duchen because by mispronouncing his words, he can possibly say a klala rather than a bracha. If he says ya'er, and it comes out like it should sound with an ayin, so ya'er with an ayin is a klala, ya'er with an alf is a bracha. So the bracha turns into a klala. And why can't he daven for the omid? Because there's a pigim, his pogam, that's filler. Damages the tefillah if he doesn't say the words correctly. The Levush words that slightly differently. Levush says, he lumps those two together, it seems. And Levush says the reason why a person can't duchen, or damn for the omid, if they can't say the words properly, is because they are mishana mashmois habracha, because they change what the bracha is saying. He also brings another reason, says to his hesach hadas, but that, in other words, is distracting for the people who hear the chazan or the kayin saying things strangely or differently. It's hesach hadas. I want to put that a little bit on the side because that's not really shach to generally davening. But that idea of mishana mashmois habracha, changing the meaning of the bracha. So l'chayre, if a person is changing the meaning of a bracha, then b'dieved also he shouldn't be yotzer. Now, the Torah ever makes a difference between the two reasons. But I think suffice it to say that even if you say that it's the real problem is turning a bracha into a curse, it's not just davening where a person can do that. A person can do that with brachas as well. The Ocher Shulchan, for example, brings examples of if you change around the wording in a bracha a little bit, you can turn it into a curse. While they may make it the opposite, it could be machar from a gadif, you make it the opposite of what you're trying to say. So if so, how can that possibly be allowed even with the other? So there's a discussion of possibly about how we get away with our different accents. In particular, so Shulchan Aruch brings that a person who can't make a difference between Aleph and an Ayin can't duchen. So Ashkenazi was a general rule, don't make a difference between Aleph and Ayin. So how can Ashkenazi ever duchen? So the Magen Avraham brings a Radbaz. And the Radbaz asks the Shaila, someone's come, a Kohen has come from Greece. And in Greece, they can't say the ch sound. And so they say yivor revo, something along those lines. They can't say the ch's in yivor echefa. Is he allowed to duchen? The Baz says, certainly he can't duchen in our place, wherever he was at that time. Certainly can't have in our place, because here we say yivor echefa. And he's saying entirely different words, and it's a clear Gemara that a kohen who can't say the words properly can't duchen. But he says, in the place where he came from, in Greece, there he would be allowed to duchen. Even though he's saying it very, very strangely. But that's how they speak in Greece. That's their Lashon Kedesh. That's how they do it. It brings a riot from over here, from the Gemara. The Gemara says the person from Haifa and Beit Shan isn't allowed to duchen. So does that mean in Haifa and Beit Shan they didn't have duchening? Or they had to import someone from someplace else to duchen? Well, that doesn't make sense to say that. It must be that the person from Haifa and Beit Shan can't duchen someplace else where they speak a normal Lashon Kedesh, if you will. But in their own place, they did it their own way. Magen Avraham brings that And the Gosmosha brings a very similar idea through the Chalitza. But then you have, and so that establishes then, that if everyone speaks in a particular way, then really that's right. Right? So the Magen Avraham brings it to do with Aleph and Ayin. So in a place where people don't make a difference between Aleph and Ayin, it's fine. They can duck it. Presumably, well, we'll get to presumably Chatzkel in a second, but certainly it's okay. We have duckening there, because that's how their Lashon HaKedesh works. The Maharit takes it a little bit further. The Maharit's talking about Chalitza. And he's talking about, in order to do Chalitza, the person has to say the wording of the Chalitza in Lashon HaKedesh. So someone comes along and he can't speak Lashon HaKedesh properly. He stutters, he mixes up his words, he doesn't say what he's supposed to say. Can he do Chalitza? So the Maharit says, yes, he can. Because his way of speaking, he's saying it right. So if he always messes up his resh, or he always messes up his ches, whatever it is, that's the way he speaks. So when he speaks, he's saying it right. So the Maharit is taking it one step further than the Radbaz. Radbaz is saying if a whole Kehila speaks that way, the Maharit seems to be saying that even if an individual speaks that way. So the Rosh Hashulchan brings this as why you yotzei b'dieved shema. If someone says shema wrong, so they say they don't make a proper distinction in their letters, or they run their letters together, their words together, right, their mems together, lamas together, however it is. So that's how they speak. So b'dieved at least, they yotzei. The chatzchila they certainly shouldn't do it, but b'dieved they are yotzei. He also brings also say the chassidim as well. So the chassidim says a very unique thing. So the chassidim says, why don't ask why is it the people are allowed to daven for the armored? And generally speaking, daven in all kinds of strange ways. And we have this a very idealized view of the past. Everyone thinks it was perfect. There was a lot of illiteracy. So you have a person who's illiterate, he can't speak properly, and he's messing up all the words, etc., etc. How can he daven that way? So the Sefer Chassidim, Kosh Baruch Hu, looks at the lev. Same as the Marach Mon Liverboy. Person wants to know what's going on. That Kosh Baruch Hu wants to know what's going on inside. So he intends to daven properly. The fact that what's coming out of his mouth is entirely different from what should come out of his mouth. Okay, at least b'dieved he is his yotzei. Kosh Baruch Hu wants the lev, the heart, the intention. The Sefer Chassidim brings a very, very strange story of a kohen. And this kohen couldn't say, didn't he say v'yishma recha? He used to say the resh that dawled, he used to say v'yishma decha. It's pretty terrible, right? So the Chacham Echad told him, you're not allowed to duchen anymore. And so the Sefer Chassidim, and which is exactly like the Gemara says. So the Sefer Chassidim, he came to him, he had a dream, this Chacham, and he was told in the dream that unless he puts that coin back on the duchen, he has a terrible einish. Because Kosh Baruch Hu likes this coin's duchening. So no one brings that l'chatzchila. But b'dieved at least, clearly in the case of this kohen, clearly it would be much better to teach him, right? You don't have to throw him off the duchen. Just teach him. Stop saying v'yishma decha, right? And say it properly. Say v'yishma recha. But clearly the person is, maybe he's old, or is illiterate, or he can't learn, whatever he is. So he can't change himself. So very good b'dieved, a person is almost limited. So then b'dieved, that's okay. So we have the l'chatzchila and the b'dieved. L'chatzchila, a person should say every single ayis properly, all the way down to Shvar Na and Shvar Nach. Everything. And not just in Shema, but also all of Tefillah as well. But B'dieved, if a person can't. So B'dieved is Yaitza. And the Machlekes really is how B'dieved that is. To a certain extent, you can argue that this divides a little bit between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. It seemed a little bit that way. You see, the Sfaradi Poskim hold it to a very, very, very big b'dieved. Not say Shvar No and Shvar Nach properly, not to be very, very careful with all the Klaliyei Dikduk. And certainly they stress everyone should make time and learn properly Klaliyei Dikduk. The Aruch HaShulchan, for example, says that's only for someone who is Yorei Shamayim. Now, we would all like to think of ourselves as Yorei Shamayim, by the way. So I say only, but the Aruch HaShulchan says someone who's medaktik b'mitzvahs. Right? So if you spend a lot of money on an esrog, you also need to be making sure you know Klaliyei Dikduk as well, according to the Sidi Kuntar Aruch HaShulchan. The Sheris Yehuda, the brother of the Balatanya, gives a haskama to the Balatanya Siddur. And in that haskama, he says, Balatanya was very, very careful to make sure that it was done correctly according to Klaliyei Dikduk. And therefore, but he says, but people who are not used to doing davening properly according to all Klaliyei Dikduk, they have to be careful it doesn't ruin their kavana. And therefore he says, children should be taught how to daven according to proper Klal Yediduk, or a person should teach themselves how to daven according to Klal Yediduk, not during davening time, but should be careful they don't get so obsessed that it ruins their kavanah. So again, the chatzchila, and by his lechatzchila means children, so children in school should be being taught to daven properly. But you have an adult, he doesn't really know how to do it, so maybe that's a little bit, he has a little bit of an excuse, but he ever not to necessarily try so hard. I think it's also worth mentioning, I think it's true to say that if someone does it, they have to do it properly. It's one of those things. Because if a person doesn't, not at all, so he has what to rely on, that's the way he speaks. Right? Like I said in the Marit, that's the way he always speaks. But if sometimes he doesn't, sometimes he doesn't, then he's just being wrong. So for example, you hear sometimes, it's true as Lady not davening, but you hear the Rishon of Matis, right? The place where the Mapikei is most important. So you hear Balei Kriya who get almost them all right, but not all of them. So presumably a person who gets them almost all right and not all of them right, you have to correct him. Someone who never gets any of them right, you don't need to correct. And you hear for that particular Chassol, people start messing around with the way they daven, they change their accents and so forth, you end up with all kinds of weird and convoluted davening, which Lechera is not Yotze according to anybody. So Lechatchila, a person should daven properly. Meaning they should be careful with every single ice, according to all its Lechol Dikdukar. That means saying them very carefully, like is described in Siman Simach Aleph. And the Bach says this isn't just something which is good, it's something which a person is mechuyev to try. Right? The Gemara says that someone who says Shema properly, every single word separately, and sounding like Gehenim, they cool down for him Gehenim. There was a person who is calm, who isn't heated and rushed, and who says slowly every single word in Shema, so they make sure to say them as best as they possibly can, and sounding like Gehenim, they cool down for him Gehenim. Bach says the person is not, it's not a good thing, a person is mechuyev to try. If the person can't do it, yes, they have to say Shema again, they Yotze B'dievad. So the Chatzchila person has to daven, not just Shema, but everything very, very carefully, etc., etc. And really a person should learn and understand from a proper teacher, etc., all the Kodikta can daven that way. If a person can't, or if trying will distract them from their davening, so they're still in the middle of learning, so trying will distract them from their davening, then they have, certainly according to Ashkenazi Poskim, they have what to rely on. But with this I'll end. So in Samach Beis, Simon Samach Beis, Shukrach Beis, Afal Pi, Shemitzvah Ledag, Deg Beis, CSL, Korav Ledig, Deg Ben Yotz, right? Even though it's a mitzvah to try and pronounce every single word carefully in Shema, if you lay in Shema and you weren't so careful, Yotz. Sometimes that's understood to be a blanket thing, that you always Yotz however you do it. But based on the Sefer Chinuch, brought in all the Poskim, that's only if a person in the fine details makes a mistake. They're still Yotze. But a person who skips out half a word, and this is true in Shema, and it's also true in Brochas as well, someone who doesn't pronounce every syllable in a word, right? Someone who slurs the way through, someone who says a Brocha off by heart and half remembers and half doesn't remember and misses out half the words in the middle, that's not a Brocha at all. That's not Tefillah at all according to all days. A person can't say that's how he speaks, not how you speak, he's just not thinking. L'cheri can't even say Rechman Liverboy because you don't even have your lave there. Like even the concept of the person there, that Kayim was davening to the best of his abilities and he couldn't help but it came out Vishmadech. But if a person is rushing, on the Pele Yeit says, someone says a bracha and rushes it, and it's loved after brachas, but it's a good example. Someone says brachas and rush it, and they miss out words, or they ruin a word, or they say half of a word, and it's not a real word. They have two others. First one is didn't say a bracha. So therefore they ate or whatever it was without a bracha. But also if they do say Shem Hashem, then they said Shem Hashem Levatana. So we're heading towards the time of year when we're going to daven a lot. It's a very, very clear thing brought in Halacha that better a little bit with Kavanah than a lot without Kavanah. For some reason we all ignore that. I don't really know why. But we do. But certainly it's also true that a person has to be bedagdic to say carefully as well. So if it takes... Say Slichas, I'm going to wrap up, but the Chidah says this. So he talks about the Sfardim, the Chidah, the Sfardim are saying Slichas already in Elul. So he says, but if because of that a person oversleeps, right, and doesn't, because it's sometimes the same at night, right, the next day he can't wake up, and he oversleeps and is done with a minion. Or because he's tired, or because he's worn out from davening so much, he doesn't daven properly, then all of his Slichas are a waste of time. Because whole slichas are supposed to be an addition. You have to have the ikkah first. If you have the ikkah, then you can add on the tesefas. So likewise, I think we can say the same thing. If a person is rushing to finish slichas in a very short period of time, or the rushing to finish the pirut before the chazan finishes the pirut, etc., etc. And that means that they slur words. Right? I don't mean they forget Shvan Oshmanach, they don't know the difference. That's okay, can't help it, b'dieved. But they slur words, or they skip words, or they cut off words in the middle. Or they change the meaning of words. Right? So not they don't know between ches and hey, but because they're reading so fast they think a ches is a hey, etc., etc., or dal is a resh, etc. The lechaira, yotza, scharam behasedam. They've lost more than they have gained. So Elul, Tishri, is a very, very good time to try and focus a little on this thing, to daven properly, to be seen as calmly, and to make sure that we say every word of tefillah properly.
What's about those people like smiling and talking?